Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Minimalism. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving headfirst into something that's crucial, especially in this crazy digital world we live in, unplugging. Ever feel like you're constantly connected but never truly present? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and you immediately snatch it up, even if you're deep in a conversation or enjoying a beautiful sunset. We're talking about taking back control of our time, energy, and focus by consciously stepping away from the digital noise. Now, I get it, technology is amazing. It connects us, entertains us, and makes life easier in so many ways. But just like anything else, too much of a good thing can become, well, not so good. We're bombarded with notifications, updates, and endless scrolling, leaving our minds feeling frazzled and depleted. Think about it, how often do you actually switch off? When was the last time you went for a walk without checking your phone, or just sat in silence, truly listening to the world around you? Today's episode is all about reclaiming those moments of stillness and clarity. It's about finding that sweet spot where technology enhances our lives instead of dominating them. So, get ready to unplug, recharge, and rediscover the joy of living in the present moment. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this digital detox journey. 1. Identify your triggers. The first step is awareness. What apps or websites suck you in? When do you find yourself reaching for your phone most often? Maybe it's during meals, when you're with friends, or even when you're just trying to relax. Pinpointing these triggers will help you anticipate and manage those moments of temptation. Think about it like identifying your digital kryptonite. 2. Set realistic goals. Don't try to go cold turkey. Start small by designating specific times for digital detox. Maybe it's an hour before bed, a whole morning on the weekends, or even just 15 minutes during your lunch break. These bite-sized chunks of unplugged time will gradually build your resilience and create space for other activities you enjoy. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a healthy relationship with technology. 3. Create tech-free zones. Designate certain areas or times as tech-free sanctuaries. This could be your bedroom, the dinner table, or even just your morning routine. Think of it like establishing sacred spaces where you can fully recharge and connect with yourself and loved ones. 4. Find offline alternatives. Instead of mindlessly scrolling, engage in activities that nourish your soul. Read a book, go for a walk in nature, spend time with friends and family, learn a new skill, or simply relax and enjoy the silence. Remember, there's a whole world outside of our screens waiting to be explored. 5. Embrace boredom. Here's the kicker. Sometimes, the best ideas come when we're bored. Allowing ourselves moments of downtime can actually spark creativity and lead to unexpected insights. Think about it like this. Your brain needs space to process information and make connections. So, don't fear boredom. Embrace it as an opportunity for growth and discovery. Let me tell you a quick story. I was once on vacation in Hawaii, surrounded by breathtaking beauty. I swear, the only thing more stunning than the sunsets was how much more present I felt without my phone constantly buzzing. I could truly savor the moment, listen to the crashing waves, and connect with the people around me. It was a game changer. Now, it's not about becoming a tech hermit, but finding that balance where technology enhances our lives instead of dictating them. Remember these key takeaways. Be mindful of your triggers, set realistic goals, create tech-free zones, find offline alternatives, and embrace boredom. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today, unplug, recharge, and rediscover the joy of living in the present moment. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with your friends. Let's spread the digital minimalism movement one podcast at a time. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep those screens at bay whenever you can.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.